kidding, Cold Feet. You're the one who said you needed me. I just said for you to fucking prove it. Is that somehow a problem, Your Majesty? Look at me, really fucking look. You sure you want to get tangled up in this? I'm asking for your sake, not mine. If I was worried about breaking your heart, wouldn't I have asked nicer? Now you're making me out to be a filthy good guy. If that's how you want to see me, sweetheart, then I guess that's how it's gonna be. Little ember like you, snuffed out. You couldn't hold a candle to me, baby. Maybe you should be careful what you wish for. Kisses are dangerous fucking things. I'm not gonna tell you that it's a good thing or bad thing you got mixed up with me. Truth be told, I couldn't tell you. On one hand, I don't trust anyone else to treat you right. On the other hand, my right might be the worst kind of wrong. How the fuck do I even... Look. More than the murderous rampage who awaits his life, I started to get to caring about you. Not the kind of care you give someone when you're a villain. So don't be. You think you can just turn off the crazy. Sometimes I wish I could. God, I wish I could. But it's not that easy. And besides, I wouldn't be me without all that baggage. Even with all that, you still seem fine. Not too messed up. Thank fuck. Like last time, when I thought they were gonna get you, I slap you with charges for Tartarus, and I'd never see you again. I hated myself for letting it get that close. I didn't act fast enough. I thought to myself that I was gonna be a bigger fuck up than I was before. Now, even if my tear ducts are singed, even if everything fucking falls to the wayside, I still love you more than I care to admit. Suit yourself, whatever you want to call it. But the reason why I didn't want you to jump into this, the reason why I challenged you, is because when I look in the mirror, I see a monster. Not one that has time for heart. Not one that ever knows how to turn that off. The idea of taking care of you, being there for you. Fuck. Even just being a person scares me. I wanted you to prove it. I didn't expect you to strip naked right then and look at me with those eyes. It's not awkward, surprisingly. It's less that and more that I don't want to be the one that ruins you. I don't want to be the one that is responsible for dragging you down to where I'm at. You look like you want to drag me out of here, but it's not happening. Sweetheart, you can't save me. That's just the bitter irony, isn't it? You'll be damned if you don't try. It's not a bad feeling. feeling loved like this. You might be just a stubborn idiot trying your best, but I... Fuck. Come here. Put something on. I don't want you to be thinking it's just... My demand was supposed to intimidate you. You were supposed to bite back. Why'd you just give in? You would let me ruin you, and that scares me more than anything. Fuck. Please. Value yourself, idiot. You can be into me all you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. I just don't want one person I care about to end up in the gutters like me. It's all easy to say fuck the world and let it burn when there's not someone so willing to put themselves in a vulnerable state. You are gonna let me ravage you, ruin you. And I don't know how to rationalize that, but fuck. I don't want you to put yourself out like that. You hear me? It doesn't matter if it's me. I don't care what the world fucking says. I've got enough sense in me to know when someone deserves better. Throwing yourself at me. God, you reckless idiot. Yeah, I smiled. So what? I smiled at the time when burning him, assholes. Idiot. Look. Even if I can't cry anymore, it still happens. See? Not tears, but the ghosts of them. You get to me. You get under the bullshit of my life. And it scares me to be just a normal guy. Frozen. When you embrace me like that. Fuck. What am I supposed to think? How could I even... I... No. God, no. It's not about you not being fucking hot. To me, you're the most sexy thing alive. Don't think this is about lack of attraction. Baby, I want you to... I want you to see that I'm ruining you. I'm a slow-acting poison. Rending your soul. You used to be a hero, for fuck's sake. Doesn't it hurt your feelings that I've dragged you here? Made you a part of a criminal organization. Sometimes made you a double agent. I've used you. And I... It hurts. It hurts when I think about it. Maybe at first I had that wall. The ability to make it seem like it was all just my master plan of manipulating, but now, when you're thinking that I don't find you attractive because I'm concerned about you stripping when I said to, fuck, I never said that I wanted you to do all that. I was trying to intimidate you. Clearly I went too far and I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. I don't just want you to be mine. Sure, maybe like a spoiled kid, I'm still out there thinking you're just another toy for me. But if I dig a layer deeper, I know it's not real. Not just that. I know what is real scares me, because I don't want you dragged in this crock of shit. I don't want anyone to fuck you up like they did me. sure, I hate my family, I hate my dad, I hate everything but you. Everything but you. That's just how it works, isn't it? The thought of you thinking this was about you failing me. I couldn't give a shit about that. Truth be told, I didn't want you to get hurt. Shut up, or I'll take you back. Of course, you wouldn't take it serious. You see through me. All that obscuring, and I can't fucking fool you. You just see me for what I am. The hurt, goddamn idiot, who doesn't want to hurt anymore, who hates because he's too afraid not to, far too afraid to love. Yet here I am, madly in love with you. Fuck. Even just saying it out loud feels like a death sentence. But at some point, I stopped caring if it was for me. My selfish ass giving a shit about you was my first mistake. It'd be so much easier to be an incorrigible asshole and take down the world, make it burn, if that world didn't have you in it. So I thought I could ruin you. I thought I could make you like me. I thought if I did that, I'd be proving my point. But all you ever did was give. You were never greedy like me. You cared so genuinely that I lost any hope of that working. It's sad, isn't it? Now if I could cry, I'd be bawling right now. No. Nothing like that. When I pushed you today, I was to push you away. Not pull you into an embrace like this. Fuck. Fuck. You're just as broken as me. And I think what scares me the most is there's a comfort in that. That the pieces we can't pick up, that the ones that ruin us the most, cut the deepest, burn the worst, aren't enough to stop me from getting to you. And if I say I fucking love you, and I don't want you to do anything crazy, what then? What if I do all that? Is it enough to make you stay? To make you feel all these things for me? To make you actually believe that I can be more than just a temporary thing? I know I might be dying. But what doesn't make sense is I've never been afraid of that until now. Because I don't want to have you be without me. I don't want to lose you. I don't fucking know. I guess I'm so broken it went full circle. Fuck. I want you to be with me. I don't want you to, please, just, I don't make a lot of sense right now, and I definitely don't fucking know what the words I even want to say are, but I know one thing. I know one thing so damn well, that I'll never let you forget. Never. Never ever think this is about your body or lack of attraction. Fuck that. I'm so attracted to you, so in love with you, when I didn't even know the meaning of the word. You taught me. You're the only reason I'm half sane right now. And fuck that. I know you fell for me when I was crazy. That's another part of it. Insecurity. That you won't be as attracted to me. Now that I've got some conscious fucking morals. Screw that. I'm not some patron saint. Just because I figured out that there's someone in this big wide world that I give a shit about. I'm not gonna change so much you can't recognize me. But that doesn't mean... It doesn't mean that it's easy. Fuck. Come here. Wrapped in my jacket like this. And you were saying, you think you're not attractive enough for me. Are you stupid or something? I had to look away immediately, or I would have wanted to take you up on that offer right then and there. Idiot. That's right. And I'll flick you on the head again when you start making it only about that. I told you it's not a transaction. I'm not a monster that'll steal you away in that way. Not until it's a moment when you are clearly yourself. I know you did it because I made demands. I made the worst kind of demands, and you should hate me for it. But you won't. I know you won't. After all this time, how much I ruined your life, and you still have the nerve to care so much to give me that smile. Fuck it. Fuck. Look, you can say what you want. You can play pretend all you wanna. But I can't lose you. And I'm not gonna use you like some stupid fucking pawn. That's where I'm different. You know, what they did to us when I was a kid. Not just what I was put into by my father. What I was made to do. I go back there sometimes and it hurts. It's the only thing scarier than burning up is being so cold as I was in that metal, perfectly clean lab. I was just a toy for them. And I won't let you be a toy for fucking anyone. Not even me. You hear me? I know. Maybe I sound contradictory or whatever the fuck. But I'm not letting you go. And I'm never fucking letting you go through with any of this. If we make love, it's because we want to. Because we love each other. Not because it's a fucking demand. I won't cheapen the fucking word. And I definitely won't let you do this. Listen to me. You're not just an object to me. You're a gorgeous fucker that I love more than I care to admit. There. You wanted to hear it, didn't you? The cold, hard truth of it. Fuck. I don't want to lose you. Ever. And I know I have no right. I have no right in any of this to want anything for you with how I treated you at first. But I'll still be the selfish little shit who demands even more than you. Come here, idiot. No more of this. More of this. You're not an object. You're not just someone. You're my kind of someone. Fuck. Kissing you is a dream, you know. I can't help it. I can't fucking help this. It's all your fault. Everything was so easy but cheap before you got here. Now it feels too expensive for me. Like I'm out of place here. You don't think so? Of course you don't. Stubborn little idiot. Suit yourself then. If you want to crash and burn, then we do it together. How's that sound? Fair enough for you. Or better yet, some stupid cheesy happily ever after. Can't believe I'm fucking saying it. As if we'd make it there. You want to make a bet? If that's the kind of bet you're making, then I guess that's how we are. Never quite making it, but never quite not. Fuck. You don't make things easy, do you? But I don't hate it either. Just shut up and be mine already.